This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Sering Tobge will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi today. Marathi was recently granted classical language status by the government. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. The Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat Health Insurance Scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn-in Delhi government yesterday. She said that Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest.
आयुष्मान योजना जो इससे पहले की सरकार ने रोक रखी थी आज की पहली कैबिनेट मीटिंग में ही हमने अपनी ओर से आयुष्मान योजना दिल्ली में जो टॉप अप के साथ 5 लाख का टॉप अप जो हम दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से देंगे और 5 लाख रुपए केंद्र सरकार की ओर से दिया जाएगा उसे सर्वसम्मति से पारित किया है.
She said that 14 CAG reports will be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly. The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Revenue, Women and Child Development, Administrative Reforms. Ashish Sood will be in charge of Home, Power, Urban Development, Education. Parvesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, Irrigation and Flood Control. Sardar Manjinder Singh Sirsa has been allotted Food and Supplies, Forest and Environment and Industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh will be in charge of Health and Family Welfare and Transport. Kapil Mishra has been given the charge of Law and Justice and Labour Department. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that global geopolitical situation remains difficult and expressed concern over concentrated supply chains, weaponization of trade and finance and transparency of data flows. Speaking at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meet at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that differential progress on AI and EV, space, drones or green hydrogen have clear geopolitical implications. He emphasized on the need for more plurilateralism to plug global deficits. He stressed that differences must not become disputes, disputes should not become conflicts, and conflicts should not lead to a bigger breakdown. The External Affairs Minister further stated that India welcomes the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. He said that maintaining the ceasefire in Lebanon and ensuring an inclusive Syrian-led, Syrian-owned solution are important. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall as well as thunderstorm and lightning over northeastern region today. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh today. Further, thunderstorm accompanied with lightning is expected over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura over the next 2 days. According to IMD, a cyclonic circulation lies over central Assam, which is likely to cause light to moderate rainfall and the thunderstorms in the northeastern region over the next few days. The IMD also forecasts light snowfall and rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Further, light to moderate rainfall is also predicted over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Kerala and Mahe till the 25th of this month. In the ICC Champions Trophy, India has made a winning start as they outclassed Bangladesh by 6 wickets in Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Shubman Gill got the Player of the Match award. And that is the end of this news bulletin.